Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, it's Stage and Studio. D-May welcomes Chamber Music Northwest to talk about the Summer Festival series offering Beyond the Cultural Revolution. And 11:30, Art Focus talks to Ken Gross, the curator of the Shape of Speed exhibit at the Portland Art Museum. All of these KBOO programs are made possible by member support. If you'd like to become a member, go to kboo.fm and click on donate. And now coming up after one announcement is Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certifications requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The Events Committee meets the third Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, July 17th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland Community Sanctuary Solidarity and Sanity. In some cases, today we are, in fact, going to indulge in a little bit of off-the-cuff sanity. We are at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM. This is KBOO Portland. And it is KBOO Portland. Thanks to you, the listener. We've got Ray McGovern joining us this morning to talk about, to deconstruct Trump's words in his stunning press conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Briefly, weather of today, the Cascadia region is sunny and highs around 93. Overnight lows, 61, a little bit of a wind kicking up there. For tomorrow, cloudy through mid-morning, thank God, and then gradual clearing, eventually highs around 82, and tomorrow night, increasing clouds and a low around 57. That is it for weather, and as well, it is that's it for other headlines. Just briefly, there is a huge trade deal between in the European Union and Japan. Perfect timing. Couldn't have been better. Also, we're celebrating Nelson Mandela today, and we are thinking about 5 years of Black Lives Matter and what we can do, what everyone can do, hearts and hands, people, hearts and hands, to make sure that Black Lives Matter is more than a sign in your window or on your lawn. Let's make it real. That said, I want to briefly, if you don't know, Ray McGovern, he's been a guest on this show in the past, and he is, of course, a CIA analyst for 27 years, and he led the Soviet foreign policy branch during President Ronald Reagan's first term. He conducted the early morning briefings with the President's Daily Brief. The President's Daily Brief, a document which this President does not read, however brief it might be, however many times his name is mentioned in the course of the President's Daily Brief. Somehow he watches cartoons on Fox News. I want to welcome Ray McGovern to the KBOO airwaves. Thank you so very much for being with us in the aftermath of this extraordinary performance on the part of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for asking me on. About how many minutes will we have?
As many as we can, 15 at best.
Oh,
but
good.
We could
good.
Go over. But right. I don't know if we can, but I put in a request.
Okay, good. Well, I'll try to be as brief as I can. Some of it's a little bit complicated, but the main outlines are pretty clear. My wife urges me always to start out by saying that I think that Donald Trump is the very worst president the United States of America has ever had, or hopefully ever will have. Now, that does not enter into my calculations because I am by profession an intelligence analyst. We are devoid of political bias, or at least we try manfully, or we try to the extent it's humanly possible to be devoid of political bias. So what I want to say here is that even though some of the things that I may say here may sound strange to you, they are a product of analysis based on hard facts. Now, first thing people need to know is that when I was still working at the CIA, there was a fellow named Bill Casey came in under Ronald Reagan. At the first cabinet meeting, and I know someone who was there and took copious notes, this is what Bill Casey said. February 1981, quote, "We'll know when our disinformation program is complete, when everything the American public believes is false." Whoa. Now, why do I say that? Because Bill Casey, hopefully he's in heaven like we hope to be, wherever he is, he's looking down and saying, "My God, it worked! It worked!" The American media is unhinged. They believe what the CIA says, even though its record is very, very spotty. Witness the fact that here's the headline across the top of the New York Times today. Quote, "Trump, comma, with Putin, comma, attacks the 2016 intelligence analysis." Oh, my God. And then it says, "Trump wouldn't say whether he believes the American intelligence agencies or Putin about Russian electoral interference." My God, how could he doubt? I mean, how could he doubt the Americans? Look, 16 years ago, we all said there were surely weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We all said there were surely operational ties between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda. We never been wrong. How could they tell what the Americans... I mean, you know, if it weren't so serious, it would be funny. Now, what else does the New York Times do? Well, today there's a editorial by the editorial board, and they take the pains to say, now, the editorial board, this represents the opinions of the board, its editor, and its publisher. It's everything, okay? Now, here's the title. "Why won't Donald Trump speak for America? The president lays himself at Vladimir Putin's feet." And it goes on in that vein. Now, why do I say all this? Because I watched that press conference yesterday, and I've been watching Soviet and Russian leaders for 55 years. Now, the headline I would have written would have read something like this. Phew! Doomsday clock set back 2 minutes from 2 minutes to midnight to 4 minutes to midnight because we're talking to each other. That was the message. You know, Winston Churchill himself said, you know, it's better to jaw than to war. So what do we have here? Well, we have an attack on what happened here in Helsinki. Not much happened, but they got together and they agreed to continue to try to get rid of some of this tension. Now, the press here, I have to tell you, I've been around for 55 years. I've seen a lot of change. Chris, there's one change that dwarfs all the others in significance, and that is we no longer have a free media in any real sense of the term. So if it isn't for people like you, dare to have someone with my experience on, Americans will never know what the real score is. Witness the fact, Amy Goodman, you know, progressive exemplar par excellence. This morning, she parrots what the New York Times says. She talks about bipartisan outrage that anyone could possibly doubt the U.S. intelligence assessment. Now, we all know that that intelligence assessment was written by 17 intelligence agencies, right? Wrong. Oh, no, was it only written by 3? Wrong. Well, by whom was it written? By hand-picked analysts, hand-picked by James Clapper, who famously lied to Senator Ron Wyden 4 years ago, when Wyden said, well, does NSA collect information on Americans? And Clapper said, no, sir. And then 4 months later, he apologized to the Senate by saying, what I said was clearly, quote, clearly erroneous, end quote. And Obama left him Obama left him as head of the intelligence community for almost 4 more years. Now, what does that tell you? What I want to go on to say here is that Clapper is really a character. He styles himself as a Russian analyst. And you know, what he said was really quite revealing. He said, now, from a historical perspective, the Russians, and this is a direct quote, the Russians, who typically are almost genetically driven to co-opt, to penetrate, to gain favor, whatever, that's a typical Russian technique. Now, end quote. All right. So here are hand-picked analysts, not the intelligence community, not the 17 agencies, not even 3 agencies, but people hand-picked from James Clapper to show not only are the Russians all these bad things, but they tried to interfere with our election. You know, people can be forgiven because a lot of people, especially in New York where I come from, they read the New York Times cover to cover, and they think they're informed, but they're not. And this is very dangerous because here the president is being faulted for trying to work out a decent relationship with Russia, and it's all based on, well, what my Bavarian friends call kvatch, what the British call rubbish, and what Putin calls vetakoyte. It's quite amazing. So you can be forgiven, and your listeners can be forgiven if you doubt what I say, but all I can say is that I don't like Trump any more than anybody. But, you know, 2 wrongs don't make a right. And the big deal here is that Trump is a big danger to what I call now the military, industrial, congressional, intelligence, media complex. They profiteer on tension, on war building, war mongering, and selling arms to everybody and his brother. That's what's at foot here, and people need to remember that the media that they watch on TV is controlled by the same corporations that profiteer on what Pope Francis called the blood-soaked arms trade.
It is about arms, and it is about a deal. One thing that I noted at the conclusion of the NATO, Trump's NATO business, was he's okay with that because it meant he was going to close more deals as far as arms sales to European allies. It is about arms, but let me ask you one final question before we have to go out. So given the fact that Putin is a former KGB operative, that he has been schooled, drenched in those types of procedures, he went into these talks, and we still don't know what they said in the private hour and a half business. But he came in, let's just say, thoroughly prepared. And he also has been cultivating from, this was not by no means their first meeting or their first contact, but he's been cultivating Donald Trump for a while, for quite a while, grooming him as one of theirs. Donald Trump went into the meeting without any preparation whatsoever. And as someone who is not interested, he's not interested in learning anything.
So coming out of this,
it would seem that Donald Trump is entirely enthralled to Vladimir Putin and is willing to drag America along with him. What, in just in the last seconds, so what do you make of that?
Well, Chris, with all due respect, people who watch the news on television, people who read the establishment press would say and think exactly what you think. Now you say that...
No, it's just a question. It's not my thinking. It's simply a question. Briefly.
Well, you said that Putin has groomed Trump. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's like the New York Times saying the president laid himself at Vladimir Putin's feet. That's... You know, what you hear in the mainstream press and on TV at night, there's no resemblance to reality. And I know that's hard to understand, but trust me, that's the way the situation is. We've looked at evidence very, very closely about so-called Russian hacking. There was no Russian hacking. There were loads onto a top given leaks. Russia had nothing to do with...
Well, it seems there was some hacking that went on. We are out of time at this point. I thank you.